Password? I don't care. Just because you've been inside me does not mean you get to skip the password. Unbelievable. As soon as you get inside your stepsister, you're like, I don't have to do the password. You men are all the same. This is my own private domicile, and I will rickroll you as I choose. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. Fine, take all the fun out of it. I preferred you when you had your cherry. Hello, little bro. There he is. My shiny face, little bro. Hey, give me a hug, you monster. You smell good. Another shower just for me. Should I take that as an invitation? Look at you. I'm kidding. It was just sex. Very pleasant sex. Surprisingly satisfying sex. Hey, that is a huge compliment. I mean, I wasn't expecting you to know where the clit was. Made it good. Ooh, trust me, I wouldn't lie. Because what does lying achieve? Porn perpetuations about penetration being the only way a woman can achieve an orgasm? Mm-hmm. And we do not subscribe to that here. Oh, come on, it's not that weird. Me sleeping with my professor was weird. This is just quirky. Come on. You'll be okay. Oh, come on. Don't be weird now. Who hasn't slept with their stepsister? It's not incest. Calm down. You're only my brother out of legal schmeagle stuff. No blood, no weirdness, no incest. Because I need an evening of laying down and talking to somebody I actually like. Couch, 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 please. Already ordered. Of course I got the wontons, I'm not a savage. So, how's life without your innocence? I told you nothing would change. I led to believe that once we have sex, it's like, oh my god, I'm a completely new person. It's like, no, bitch, you're the same person you were before. Strangely, putting your dick inside someone does not cause character development. It's the oddest thing. Are you okay? Actually, okay? I told you not to let me bully you. I'm not treating you like a baby. I'm asking if you're okay. Well, having sex for the first time can be weird. You're like, what? This is what people do? Take their clothes off and rub against each other and suck and kiss, and what is wrong with you people? And then at the same time, you're like, more! Give me more! I need more! Where's the pussy? Is that why you called? I'm kidding. I know you'd never be so presumptuous. Like, hey, you know that sex you gave me? Could I, have some more, please? Unless losing your cherry has emboldened you. Aw, you're so cute when you have conflicting feelings about your sister. Give me that face. Because your cheeks are normal and they want to kiss us. Simple as. Seriously, are you okay? Because I worry you're sensitive. Did I say that was a bad thing? Did I? Did you hear, ugh, how cringe? No, you heard you're sensitive, which you are. AKA you have a brain, AKA you're emotionally intelligent, AKA you're not, you know, a fucking prick. Congratulations. I'm serious. I like that you're sensitive. Especially when you texted me thank you later. No, it was sweet. No, it was sweet and adorable, and it really, 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 really tickled my pickle. Because you're so cute. Mm-hmm. Of course they think you're cute. I wouldn't have had sex with you just to piss off my mom. I could find way less secure ways to do that. You're cute. Dare I ask? Have you seen Mom or Dad? You wouldn't be avoiding them, would you? I've not said a word. Well, one, it's none of their business, and two, I don't think you want me to. And I like you more than I hate my mother, so... there we are. Our secret's safe with me. Oh, it's not really a secret. Two people had sex. Big whoop. It was a big whoop for me, too. Mm, you're so cute. Stop being so scrumptious unless you want me to molest you. You know, even more than I have. And you're sweet. Hence where we are going to watch The Hobbit and eat Chinese food. You with your puritanical views. I know The Lord of the Rings is better. Far, far better. But I like how stupid The Hobbit is. So unnecessarily long and drawn out and just stupid. But it does have some very cute guys in it, so it's not all bad. Plus, we can talk during The Hobbit. You feel bad talking over Lord of the Rings? Mm-hmm. See, there's method to my madness. No, you don't look any different. because you look like you. And you are lovely. What's wrong with being called lovely? I would like it if you called me lovely. Oh no? What word comes to mind with me then? Trust me, you're gonna see plenty more beautiful women in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. I bet you say that to all your stepsisters. I'm sorry. It's just funny. I promise, no more jokes, no more just teensy-eensy little teasings here and there. Oh, but I can't help it, it's ripe for the picking. Kind of like your cherry. I'm sorry. No! Stop it! I will end you. Do you understand? Don't tickle me, you bastard! Off! Off! You monster, you know under the ribs is illegal. That's my kryptonite. No more. Mm-mm. Finito. Or I'm eating all your noodles. I will. So help me, I will. I don't make empty threats. Just full promises. And don't ever tickle me under my ribs again. Or I'll kill you. I've missed you. And your little cherry face. So red and dewy. About 20 minutes. Super fast, Kavika. Greasy food is super convenient. Drink? Soda? Soda or... more soda. Good choice. No, what? The washer. You need to be emptied again? You are so needy. Oh no! I said, oh no! Step bro, come here! No, I need you, come here! Can't you see? Clearly I'm stuck in the washer. I was just innocently attending to the washing and then all of a sudden my big booty got me stuck. No, it's clearly very stuck. I mean, I can't possibly free myself. No. I am stuck. If you just come a bit closer and you'll see. Completely and utterly stuck. But I am, though. Maybe you'll have to pull me out. You know, grab onto my hips and wiggle me out of here. Well, I was innocently bending down to empty the washer, and I got on my hands and knees, and I know my hips are big, but I didn't think I'd end up stuck in here. No, I am. Oh, I very much am. I've tried. Believe me, I've tried backing up, but it just doesn't work. No, no. I've tried. I just can't seem to wiggle free. This is such an imposition. I mean, anything could happen to me in this state. Someone could come up behind me and do all sorts of things. How is he not getting this? I don't know. You, for example. No? Seriously? Okay. I'm gonna help you out here. Well, I'm not on all fours for nothing. Okay, you know how the last time you were here I asked, are you trying to have sex with me? Now it's your turn to ask me that question. Yes. Yes, I am. Hence why I'm pretending to be stuck in a washer so you can do the whole, oh no, step bro, what am I gonna do? Wait, what? What are you doing? Oh, don't stop. Well, I had hoped your browser history would have helped you out, but apparently not. Clearly, you need it spelled out. So, please come over here, fondle me for 10 to 5 minutes, and then put your dick inside me. I've got it all figured out. 5 to 10 minutes of foreplay, 5 to 10 minutes of penetration, and we are still in time for wontons. Never underestimate a perverted mind. The question is, do great minds think alike? You ready to go where all step bros wish to go? Do you accept the challenge? Then come over here and help your sister out. Do I have to keep my head in the washer for the entire sex, or...